I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. My name is Jacques and welcome to For the Record, a show where I dig through my record collection, take out an album, and we do a deep dive. Before we begin, I would like to just quickly state that I do love music, all genres, all flavors, all types, there is no hate in my heart. Everything from Mfriki Nitravanta's Little Buddha Orkest Band, all the way to the big platinum sellers. I'd say really deep down inside, the only thing I don't like is maybe the manufactured artists, you know, the ones put together for the sake of money. Today's artist is anything but that, but I do feel a disclaimer is needed because while I do love mostly all music, it does not mean I love all music the most, if that makes sense. I have what I call my greatest hits artists. These are bands and artists that I would rather myself buy a greatest hits compilation of instead of, say, all their albums. But it doesn't take away from the fact that they are great. So superfans, please don't come after me, because spinning today on For the Record, it's Vault, Def Leppard's greatest hits, 1980 to 1995. The fact that today is greatest hits album of Def Leppard, again, does not take away from how amazing this band is. I do have other albums of theirs, like Pyromania, Hysteria, but not many. So I felt a greatest hits album at some point was going to be necessary for me to scratch the itch that I have for them. Released on the 23rd of October, 1995. Vault came at a strange and perhaps perfect time of the band's career because Def Leppard once upon a once were huge, like scary big. We're talking 100 million albums sold in their career, but their heyday was very clearly the 80s and the early 90s. This was 1995, so the band had to do what they could to hang on to the popularity that was slowly dwindling. The band were initially hesitant on releasing a greatest hits, but here's singer Joe Elliott in 1995 in an MTV Headbangers Ball interview to explain a bit more.
It was initially suggested to us by Polygram, and we were like right in the middle of doing Slang, the new album, and like, no, we don't want to do a greatest hits right now. We're just too busy doing this, you know. And then we started thinking about it, like, on coffee breaks and things, like, well, it might not be such a bad idea. And then during the next two or three days when this was happening, we actually, for the first time in many, many months, played all the tracks off Slang back to back, what we'd done. And we listened to them. And we just all kind of looked at each other. It was just one of those Kodak moments, you know. And it was pretty obvious, without saying anything, that we'd all were thinking along the same lines, that this album is so vastly different to anything we've ever done before, that maybe this greatest hits is a good idea, because if we were to release it after the Slang album, we'd be like reopening and the 80s chapter again.
Right.
Which we really should maybe do a thank you and good night to right now.
Right.
So we were thinking a bit of momentum wouldn't do us any harm either.
I think this was a really smart move on the band's behalf. You're reintroducing yourself to the world, and people love nostalgia, so bringing that 80s vibe back to boost popularity of yourselves is really smart as you're about to release another album. That said, it did not work for sales on their album Slang. It didn't even clock in at 1 million sales, whereas Vault reached over 6 million. So let's bring back that power of the 80s, of their 1987 album Hysteria, and today's For the Record, it's Def Leppard, Vault, their greatest hits, with Animal.
Such a lust for life, the surface forms to touch.
Animal by Def Leppard off today's For The Record. It's their greatest hits album titled Vault. As is the norm when a band or an artist does a greatest hits album, they normally release a new song, you know, something with the old classics. Here's a new one, it's sort of the single we jump as the front runner for everything, and there you go. Def Leppard 100% followed this formula with Vault, though technically it was not a new song. Here's singer Joe Elliott in 1995 from that same MTV Headbangers Ball interview from earlier.
And the album's been a huge success, of course, and there's one new song on Vault, When Love and Hate Collide. And actually, there's a nice story behind this song, because this is actually quite an old song from back from the Adrenalize sessions, isn't it? Did you rejuvenate it?
Absolutely. We, me and Sav wrote that song about summer of 1990, I think it was. Wow. Well, we thought at the time we'll save it for the next album. Little did we know that by the time we got round to doing the next album, we wouldn't be doing that kind of music anymore. So we're thinking, well, this song's never going to get used. Consequently, with the greatest hits coming out, it all of a sudden fell back into place, because with the greatest hits, it's kind of been mostly a collection of like late 80s, early 90s stuff. This song fell right in the middle there. So it was a song written back then, but recorded right now. So it's best of both worlds, really.
When Love and Hate Collide really is a good song, and it was actually re-recorded in 2008 featuring, what's her name? Taylor Swift?
If you could ever change your heart, if you would only change your mind, instead of slamming down the phone for the 100th time.
Spinning off today's For The Record, Def Leppard's Vault, it's When Love and Hate Collide.
One night.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. For the Record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Def Leppard and their greatest hits compilation, Vault. Def Leppard Greatest Hits, 1980 to 1995. I once got to see Def Leppard frontman Joe Elliott perform that song live, and the dude was insanely good. If you run through the track listing of Vault, one thing is clear. The majority of the tracks come from the albums Pyromania and Hysteria. 9 of the 15, in fact. I suppose we can say 9 of the 14 since one is unreleased. And rightly so, Pyromania and Hysteria were huge. They're the two best-selling albums, followed by Vault. But not all the versions of Vault had the same songs on them. The North American release had a few additional songs compared to, say, the Europe version, compared to, say, the Japanese version. But why? Joe Elliott? Here he focuses specifically on the Japanese edition of the album.
Basically, there's a kind of a thing that all artists do in Japan, which is give them an extra track that nobody in the rest of the world gets, purely because the economy down there is such that a Japanese album costs around about £25-28 to buy. And obviously the shopkeepers can actually come to London or go to America or wherever, buy them over the counter and sell them cheaper. And they're basically, the whole record industry would collapse if artists didn't give them the bonus tracks, which encourages kids to buy the local pressed up, you know, the Japanese version of the album instead.
Right.
So we gave them the extra track, and it will probably come out in Britain maybe next year.
Straight up, support local. Smart, I love it and I'm all for it. But I'm not here for bonus tracks. I want to sing along. Of today's For the Record, Def Leppard's Vault, the band's only number one on the Billboard Hot 100, it is the ridiculously catchy Love Bites.
Do you tell lies?
Love Bites by Def Leppard off their greatest hits, and today's For the Record, it's Vault, Def Leppard's greatest hits, 1980 to 1995. It's that same old recipe that bands have whenever they release an album, be it the debut album, be it the big follow-up, be it the greatest hits like today. Band releases album, band tours to support album. But Def Leppard did something very, very different with the release of Vault. On October 23rd, 1995, the same day the album was released, Def Leppard played a few acoustic shows. Except there was a bit of a difference. Instead of going to a bunch of nearby venues, maybe a record store here, oh look, there's fans, let's play there, the band instead did three concerts on three continents in one day. Tangiers in Morocco, London in the UK, and Vancouver in Canada saw them break a Guinness World Record. Bassist Rick Savage, aka Sav, and Joe Elliott in a 1995 MTV interview.
During that time, you also broke the Guinness World Record for playing three gigs in three different continents in a 24-hour period. So my question is, Sav, did you know what you were letting yourself in for?
Well, not really. I suppose if we'd known what was going to happen, we'd have probably thought twice about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was really good to do. And it was nice to do something that nobody's ever achieved before. Yeah. That's the type of thing that Def Leppard would always try to do. And it was good fun, you know, in the end, it was great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
Fantastic achievement. And Joe, you actually also, of course, as you said, you played for something like 3 hours throughout that day.
Yeah, each set we did was like an hour. And because we were aware as well that many of the journalists were seeing each set, you know, all three sets, we were playing them upside down and backwards just to vary it a bit as well. And by the time we got to Vancouver, it became nuts, really. I mean, they were mosh diving at an unplugged set, you know, I mean, fights breaking out in the crowd. It was very, very weird, you know. Can't wait to play electric if that's what it's going to be like.
Hey, look, if you are going to do a quick tour to promote the album, then why not break some records in doing so? All the shows they did for that one-day, three-continent tour were unplugged, aka acoustic, so why don't we follow suit and do some acoustic goodness right now? For real, though, there are two versions of this song that exist. There is the electric version and then the acoustic version, which was released exclusively on today's For the Record. So spinning right now, here's Vault, Def Leppard's greatest hits 1980 to 1995, the acoustic version of Two Steps Behind.
It only takes
For the Record on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Def Leppard and their greatest hits compilation, Vault. Def Leppard Greatest Hits, 1980 to 1995. I think there might be some confusion as to what the difference is between a best of album and a greatest hits album. It's in the name, but Joe Elliott, singer of Def Leppard, when answering some questions sent in by fans at the time of Vault's release, he summed it up really nicely.
Well, basically, we just wanted to do a greatest hits album. If it was a best of, I think we'd still be arguing now what was going on in it, because there'd be much more band input, whereas a greatest hits, the songs pick themselves because they've all been hit singles, which answers the other question, why is there no song from On Through the Night? Well, there's a lot of popular songs, maybe things like Rock Brigade and Hello America, but they were naturally, none of them were ever hits.
By the way, here's just a little throwback to how old this album is. I know we think 1995, what's that? That's like 5 years ago. No. 29. These questions Joe is answering were sent in via a very new technology at the time.
Now, you've got a question which has come in on the internet.
Yes, I do. This is my first dealings with the internet ever. I don't understand it. I'm a bit old-fashioned, I guess. I've still got a file of facts. I think, come on.
I mentioned earlier that I saw singer Joe Elliott live in concert once upon a time. I wish it was with Def Leppard, but who it was with, I'm not exactly going to be upset about it. It was with a group called Kings of Chaos. It was basically a bunch of super famous and iconic musicians. They'd get together, form a supergroup, and play each other's songs. It was really insane. You had Slash, Duff McKagan, Matt Sorum, all from Guns N' Roses, the iconic voice Miles Kennedy, Glenn Hughes of Deep Purple, Joe Elliott of Def Leppard, just to name a few, all under one roof. And for sure, one of the highlights of that night was when the band busted out this little number. Pour Some Sugar on Me. I absolutely love that song. No matter the time, no matter the place, no matter how many people are around me, if it comes on, I have to sing along, even if it is just quietly to myself. Originally off 1987's Hysteria, this is the track that, rightly so, opens up today's For the Record, Vault, the greatest hits. And again, I said it in the Jimmy Eat World episode, I've said it in a whole bunch of others. Why is it that when a band records an album, it's always the last song, or the joke song, or the throwaway song, or what have you, that becomes the biggest? Pour Some Sugar on Me is no different. In an interview with Howard Stern, here's guitarist Phil Collin, no, not Phil Collins of Genesis, bassist Rick Savage, and of course singer Joe Elliott.
And then Pour Some Sugar on Me, we'd actually finished the album, Joe's sitting in the corridor singing, and Mutt goes, "What's that?" And he goes, "I don't know." And 10 days later, we had it finished, and that was the last song on the album.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah. It's probably the quickest song we've ever recorded, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
We actually got the hang of it by then.
In other words, Pour Some Sugar on Me, that was on Hysteria, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah.
But you're saying, you're sitting there, Joe, and you wrote this song. You're strumming.
No, I came up with a big, I just came up with the, you know, that bit, and the hook, the chorus.
And Mutt says to you, "I like that."
Yeah,
and the album was almost done.
It was, as far as we were concerned, because we've been on it for so long.
I don't think the record company really wanted us to put it on the record, did they?
They didn't.
Why? They said no.
Because we'd spent like $3 million already, and we were so in the hole, and they're like, "Got to get this thing out."
No, we were like that too, like, just get on with it already.
Every single time. If it's good enough to be the opening track for Def Leppard's greatest hits, then it's more than good enough to close today's For the Record. My name is Jacques, and thank you for hanging out on today's episode, where we took a look at Def Leppard's greatest hits compilation, Vault. I will catch you next week, same time, same place, for a brand new episode of For the Record. So crank the volume and sing along, because here's Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Living like a lover with a radar phone.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.